Massachusetts Secretary of Education Matthew Malone made his first trip to the westernmost communities in the Commonwealth since taking office in January of this year. At a luncheon at Berkshire Community College with local leaders, he spent time talking with school superintendents and elected officials in support of Governor Patrick's reforms to education introduced in his fiscal year 2014 budget proposal.
So my message to the entire region today is about how an investment in education will impact our entire region. It will close achievement gaps and continue to grow the economy. That's what my major message is. I've been engaging with many different folks across the region today, and I'm going to stay on message about this investment and how it will impact their local communities.
The governor's plan calls for a raise in taxes to pay for a number of education initiatives from K through 12, as well as more support for community colleges and public universities. Secretary Malone also received feedback from attendees on several state education issues. Though in support of the initiative, Superintendent of North Adams Public Schools, Jim Montipar, raised the issue of smaller school districts in the western part of the state finding challenges in adapting to the state's new Common Core curriculum.
It doesn't come without challenges. It's anything new is very difficult to implement. And some of the things we spoke about as far as the unfunded mandated programs that are coming our way, given the last 8 years of the economic challenges we've had in our school systems, makes it more and more difficult.
Michael Sopranowitz, president and CEO of the Berkshire Chamber of Commerce and also a member of the Berkshire Community College Board of Trustees, said that he wishes Massachusetts would participate in a U.S. Census program called Local Employment Dynamics. Sopranowitz said if Massachusetts participated in the program, it could help the business community work with schools to determine how to educate students for the jobs available in their area.
What it does is it takes as close to real-time data about the current workforce and enables a user to look at that data to find blips. So for instance, we could look at the data and say, what are the jobs right now that are piquing the most interest or most people have been hired for over the last 6 months? And when we see that, we could say, well, what's driving this? And how do we respond to make sure we have enough people graduating from school that can fill these positions?
And 3rd Berkshire District State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier suggested that with the governor's education budget putting a strong focus on early education, the state must ensure that teachers and educators are adequately supported.
If we're going to be serious about investing in early childhood, then we have to be serious about investing in the providers.
After the meeting, Secretary Malone said he learned about the needs of a community far different than Boston.
We have a lack of jobs, the economy's been down, and a skill set that doesn't match the jobs that we do have. And I'm seeing real urgency in the needs out here in the rural areas that I don't see perhaps in other places across the state. But I think at the end of the day, I think all the needs are the same, and I'm an urgent person in general, so I'm going to be urgent whether I'm in a inner city or I'm out in a rural area about getting results, about creating access and opportunities. That's why I'm really excited about this governor's proposal, because that's what it's all about.
The secretary continued his tour of the Berkshires with a stop in Peru and then to the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts in North Adams. Reporting from Pittsfield for WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.